Lenny Wilkins has a perfect, if short, record so far in his new job as head coach of the New York Knicks basketball team. 3 games, 3 wins. Commentator Frank DeFord notes that Wilkins is the last man ever to be a player coach who is still coaching.
Lenny Wilkins was a player coach? It sounds like we've gone back to that antiquity when they played basketball surrounded by chicken wire and called the players cagers. Very possibly, in fact, we'll never see another player coach again in a major sport. But for much of the 20th century, especially in basketball and baseball, where a man named Pete Rose was a player manager as recently as 1986, players who also coached their teammates were commonplace. Old coaches, well, not unlike Wilkins, are all the rage now, but younger fellows who could still play the game were once quite in fashion as coaches. The late Dave DeBuscher was named coach of the Detroit Pistons when he was barely 24 years old. But then Lou Boudreau was the last man to win the World Series as a player-manager when he led the Indians to victory in 1948. In the NBA, Bill Russell coached and starred for the champion Celtics in 1968 and 69. It's really amazing, in fact, how our attitudes about professional coaches have changed. We didn't used to take them nearly as seriously. Or maybe it was just that we assumed that players in the big leagues had already learned something in order to get there, and so they didn't need a bunch of professors to keep telling them how to play the game. Like Russell, when Wilkins assumed the coaching duties of the Supersonics in 1969, he didn't even have a full-time assistant. Now all NBA coaches are stockpiled with assistants. The Dallas Mavericks have so many, some of them have to sit on the bench behind the team bench, where presumably they whisper sweet nothings into the ears of the first-string coaches. The number of baseball coaches seems to grow exponentially. First, there are only third-base coaches, then pitching coaches, first-base coaches, bullpen coaches. They answer the telephone. What are called bench coaches are my favorites. As nearly as I can tell, what bench coaches do is allow the manager to have a friend to talk to during the game so he doesn't have to talk to any player and get contradicted. Whoever thought we needed a buddy system in baseball? This does not even get into how many assistant coaches there are in football. Every position has a coach now. Plus, there are coordinators, who are the middle management between the head coach and the assistant coaches. In fact, the law of modern head coaches is that the more they are paid, the more they get assistants to do more of their work. Coaches used to be, as the saying went, hired to be fired. Now they are hired to be superintendents. Yes, some of the poetry has gone out of the job. Nonetheless, regardless of how many assistants are put on the payroll, still the most difficult decision in sport involves deciding what assistants can become a head coach. The ability to be a teacher of technique seems to have no bearing on whether or not a man can direct a whole team, whether he can lead. One is a matter of craft, the other of art. That's why in every sport, the same guys keep getting chances to be the head coach, like old Lenny Wilkins, who back in another era could actually play and coach at the same time without even paying a buddy to talk to him.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.